It is time.
This is Heat Radio's Hot or Not podcast with Andy Peters.
Hi, this is Andy Peters. Thanking you for downloading the latest Hot or Not podcast. All the best bits from our latest show, plus some extra goodies you didn't hear on air. You'll get to hear our chat with McFly and what we talked about between the records. You can guess the year in this week's Rewind, and we'll have an amazing competition only available to you, the Hotcast listener. If you've downloaded the enhanced version of the podcast, you'll get to see who and what we're talking about, as well as hearing them. I don't understand it, but it's amazing. So sit back, relax, and enjoy our latest Hot or Not Hotcast. It's a belter.
Right, here we go. Live from Heat Towers.
Entertaining the nation.
Heat Radio.
Danny and Harry from McFly are here. Quickly with the hot list. Lindsay, you just got to tell me if it's hot or not. Okay, and why? Lindsay Lohan's alleged impending marriage.
Hot.
Really? Why?
Lesbians are hot.
What, is it you that turned her?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you ever have a clue?
Did I ever have a clue?
That she might be a lesbian?
Yeah, when she went, ugh.
What, at your, when she saw it? Oh, fair enough. Okay, monkeys.
Hot.
Why?
I like monkeys.
What is it with you and monkeys?
Characterful. They're characterful.
Because they're so like humans.
Okay, fair enough.
They're like you.
Yeah, the bands look like they say I'm a monkey, but I don't think I am.
A monkey.
Monkey. He's slurring his words, it's so late. Playing football at Wembley.
Hot.
Okay.
Hot.
Being your own boss.
Hot.
Hot.
Cheryl Cole.
Hot.
Oh, right. Hotter than a volcano. Yeah.
Have you been watching her on X Factor?
Yeah. When she comes on my screen, it's like, oh.
Just put it on mute and watch her.
And finally, not getting to number one with your last two singles.
Hot.
Oh, listen, why is that hot?
That's not hot. Come on. Do you know what, though? You can't, like, we've had, I don't know, 15 singles. You can't expect that every time. We never expect to be number one.
Mm.
You know, I think it's good that it's still, they're both still in the top five. So we're more focused on the album now, so.
The new album that's out today called Radioactive?
Yeah.
Indeed, that's in shops now. Radioactive, McFly's new amazing album. I'm going to keep saying this.
I know the one you're talking about.
Take up as much airtime as possible.
Every song's amazing.
Is it harder to get to number one nowadays because of all the different download this?
Yeah, I think it is because a lot of our fans can't download music because they're too young.
Okay.
You know, a lot of our fans can. You know, we have our average age is probably 16 to 18, but a lot of them can't download music. So. Yeah, but there's a lot of great songs out there at the moment. You know, the Kings of Leon song is out this week. It's a great song. You know, the Katy Perry one and all that stuff. Mm. So, stiff competition.
Weekdays from 2 p.m. on Heat Radio. Join Rachel Hopper for a celebrity-packed afternoon with the newest and hottest music around. The Diet Coke Break. Weekdays from 2 p.m. on Heat Radio. Heat Radio.
Okay, it's rewind time now on Hot or Not. This is where I take you through an old magazine, an old Heat magazine, and if you can guess, well, you don't have to guess live, you just have to sit back, enjoy, and work out, what was I doing back then? When is he talking about? If you're listening to the enhanced version of the podcast, you'll actually get to see the pictures we're talking about. So, I have the magazine. It is, of course, from the 18th to the 24th of September, but of a year gone by, all you've got to do is guess what was the year. On the front page of this Heat magazine, Jerry, as in Jerry Halliwell, now I'm curvier, I get lots more dates. And also, has Jeff got a new girlfriend? Jeff, the bloke who used... Did he go out with Jade, Jeff? Yeah, he did for a bit. And he was also in Shipwrecked, the original series. Inside, so, have they had plastic surgery? You decide. And there are pictures of various stars and old looks, new looks. So there's a picture of Jennifer Lopez with a slightly altered nose, question mark. Jennifer Aniston with exactly the same. Victoria Beckham, had she had her, boobs enhanced. Peter Andre, I didn't think Peter Andre, Peter Andre apparently might have had his nose, I say apparently, and then I say might have had his nose straightened. We turn over another page. What's over here? Let's have a look here. When the stars popped their cherry. Phil, how dare you open this magazine to a page for me where I'm going to talk about things like that my mother would not approve. Simon Cowell was 17, Angelina Jolie was 14. Outrageous. And here's a nice story. Rebecca Luz, think back. Hang on, we always do this. Rebecca Luz. Oh, that girl. Oh, yeah. I saw David in Madrid a few weeks ago. He was like a stranger to me. Good. So, what was the year of that Heat magazine? Oh, the year that Rebecca Luz had her 15 minutes of fame. Thank the Lord that time's over. But have you figured out the year? If not, have a think about it, and I'll tell you a little later on.
If you've got a favourite song stuck in your head, listen to Rob on You Control the Heat, Monday to Thursday from 5:30. To get your favourite song, go to heatradio.com now.
It is your essential guide to the week ahead in music, film and television. Talking of television, here's Heat Magazine's TV editor Boyd Hilton. Boyd, good evening.
Good evening, Andy Peters.
Now, I can't believe it, Boyd, but last week you weren't here, and again you're not here. Where are you now? Last week you were having dinner with Richard and Judy at your house.
No, Richard and Judy were at my house.
Yeah, that'll do. Boyd, remember, it's showbiz. Just move with the story.
Yeah, we're having dinner,
You're having dinner at your house with Richard and Judy. Today, you are starring in a TV show.
Kind of, yeah. I'm a background artist on Hotel Babylon.
Oh, my word.
Doesn't get much more glamorous than that, I tell you.
Do you know what?
Although it's actually filmed in a shed in Surrey somewhere, so it's not that glamorous.
That's always the way, isn't it? It's always not very glamorous.
No.
The Emmys took place last night.
Yes.
How did
they
go?
Very exciting. Well, it was good. Obviously, Ricky Gervais was the star of the show.
Good.
Now, I'm not just saying this because I like Ricky Gervais, but by far, basically, it was hosted by a bunch of doofuses who present reality shows in America. So the guy who hosts American Idol was there, and, you know, all these people who we don't really know, apart from him. And they're all quite boring, and all the presenters are boring, except Ricky Gervais, who was really funny, who gave his tips for what to do if you win an award, one of which was don't cry because it's only an award and things like that. He was very good.
Right.
So he was the highlight of the show for me, even though he didn't win for extras, and hardly any British people won. Terrible.
So what about this show, Celebrity Juice?
Celebrity Juice is going to be quite good, I think. It's basically like Have I Got News For You for Heat Readers.
Okay, which means you will like it.
Yeah. So it's presented by Keith Lemon.
Yeah.
You know him?
Yeah, I do. In fact, Keith Lemon is a guest on Paul's show next week.
Well, he is a very odd chap. He is basically Avid Merrion with a slightly different accent. And he's the host. And their team captains, Holly Willoughby and Fern Cotton.
Yep.
ITV2 talent. I'm surprised you're not on this show. You must be on the show soon.
No, I'm ITV1 talent, boys.
Derma is a guest on the first show.
Oh, brilliant.
But it's going to be good. It's going to be entertaining and funny, and it's on at 10 o'clock on ITV2 tomorrow night. Wednesday night.
Boyd, any chance that you might be in the studio next week?
Do you know what? I think I might be, yeah. I don't think I've got any major A-list showbiz events to do.
Marvellous. Boyd Hilton, TV editor of Heat Magazine, thank you very much. Enjoy your time at Hotel Babylon tonight.
Thank you very much.
Alright, take care.
Bye.
Join Paul Coit weekdays from 9 a.m. with Out of the Blue with Ford. He's got the newest music and hottest celebrity guests only on Heat Radio.
This is Heat.
So it's time to welcome back our special guest on Hot or Not, and with us in the studio, it's simply one of the biggest bands in Britain. Unfortunately, we didn't get the whole band, as you'll now know. We've got half of them. McFly.
Hello.
Well, you should just be the Muck.
Muck.
I'd rather be
Mukf.
Okay, yeah, you could just be the Muck. Just the two of you, Muck. They have already had 7 number one singles, and today saw the release of their 5th studio album. And you've got your own label now as well, which I think is amazing.
Super Records.
Why did you do that?
I think, cut a long story short, we just liked the full creative control side of it. And it was nice just making an album that we always wanted to make, just with our producer.
Okay.
Because when we write songs, we hear them a certain way in our heads. And when we were with a record label, it sort of got other opinions put on it, and we weren't too happy about that. It was just a bit like, you know, a bit filtered, but now it's just straight from us to the fans.
Yeah.
And we believe that this is one of the best albums we've ever made.
I have to say, when you buy the album, where's mine gone? Right. So the one I got given, I don't know if this is a special one, you get an album, a DVD, a booklet, and like a postcard.
Yeah.
Is that with all of them?
It is at the moment, yeah.
The limited edition ones are amazing.
Well, this isn't even the limited edition one.
No, just basically that's the 32-page booklet, and it's a 2-hour DVD. There's an hour-long DVD of us when we recorded the album in Australia, and then there's an hour-long DVD of us promoting it this year. So it's good. It's wicked.
We can give you good value for money now.
It must be amazing value for money. You get a DVD as well.
Yeah.
And I normally buy my DVDs from the market. someone always stands up in the middle to go to the toilet, and it's not me. It's supposed to be on the screen. Why did you decide to make it so bumper? Is that because you'd done that thing? Let me finish.
Sorry.
Is that because you'd done that thing in the newspaper?
Yeah, I think like Danny was saying, now we have our own record label. We can do things ourselves, and there's no there's no real restriction on budgets and things, and we can go full out and offer the best value for money possible.
I think people might have thought that, oh, is it going to get a bit cheaper now that you're doing it on your own? But it's totally the opposite. We want to spend more money into it and give people better value for money. The singles are so good that we can't even use a Sharpie on it.
Oh, really?
When we're signing it, it just wipes off because it's gloss finish.
Such high gloss.
Indeed.
But surely this is eating into your profits, into your...
Well, no, but I mean, over the past few years, we've accumulated some profits.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know that?
But, you know, that's the exciting thing is that we're backing ourselves, we're investing it, we're... putting our money where our mouth is.
Yeah, you know. I think we sell more physical sales than downloads.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we want to give a good package quality in your hand, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm sure you do want to give a good package. now, hang on a minute, your phone's now going.
Mum's ringing.
Is she? Let's get her on the line. Go on.
Mum, you're on radio.
Ask how she is.
How are you, Mum?
I'm fine, thanks. I'm just knackered. I just got over from Cyprus. I'm absolutely knackered.
She's been in Cyprus.
What was the weather like?
It's spitting.
Okay, whilst you're there, can I ask you a quick question about your son?
Yeah.
As a baby, what was the most embarrassing thing he used to do?
Fart.
Really? And has he stopped it? I bet he does, absolutely. Now, what did you want him for?
I was just wondering if he's in Liverpool today. I was going to meet up sometime.
Tell him where you are. Tell him where you
are. I am. I'm going to be in Liverpool today, Mum.
Yeah, that's
right. Can I meet up with you then?
Yeah, I'll see you later for a coffee.
Okay, well,
right, bye.
See you
later. Bye-bye. This
is Heat. We've got a competition now exclusive to everybody who's managed to download the Hot or Not Hotcast, a special platinum prize pack with all the goodies we normally give away up for grabs, but with even more prizes on top, including a signed McFly album and 5 extra CDs and DVDs, which means all of this could be yours. Leatherhead, starring George Clooney and Renee Zellweger, Mr. Mangorian's Wonder Emporium with Natalie Portman and Dustin Hoffman, Darren Brown's Something Wicked This Way Comes, the best of Radiohead DVD, Arctic Tale on DVD, and as a game for the Wii, comedy sequel Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay, CSI Season 8.1, The Wire Season 5, Steve Coogan's Saxondale Series 2, the 2007 Peace One Day Concert DVD, new books from The Mighty Boosh and Richard Hammond, new albums from McFly, Signed, and The Pussycat Dolls, as well as compilation albums The Girls and the mixtape on double CD, and to top it all off, some truly wonderful movie merchandise that we've been sent this week from The Righteous King, the new De Niro and Pacino film, a limited edition bus pass holder. I kid you not. And I think I'll throw in a signed picture of me. So, to win our special Hotcast competition, just answer this question. Who called Danny from McFly whilst I was talking to them? That's all you got to tell me. Who called Danny from McFly whilst I was talking to them? If you think you know, just send an email to studio@heatworld.com with the answer and your contact details so we can call you back. And you could be a winner with our Hotcast competition. Do it.
Like what you're hearing, get a bigger entertainment fix every day from Heat Radio. You can get us on DAB Digital Radio, Sky 0179, Freeview 714, and at heatradio.com.
So, did you guess this week's Rewind podcast, people? What? Not even with all the clues I gave you? Well, you're going to kick yourself when I tell you the answer is September the 22nd, 2004. Heat Radio. Hannah's here. Everybody.
Hi.
There was no applause for you, but don't worry about that, because you're here and I'm here and that's all that counts. She's got with her, hot off the presses, the brand new Heat magazine that is out tomorrow. This is Fern Cotton's favourite part of the show.
Is it?
She listens to find out whether we're about to spill the beans on something Fern's been up to this week.
Oh, Fern, just talk to us. We don't have to spill the beans any longer, do we?
No. I am going to get you the Fern Cotton Scoop of the Year.
Oh, that'd
be
amazing.
I will be the interviewer. You can come along.
I could be your lackey.
Yeah, and just check that I'm asking the questions you want to ask. But
check
me and
the
Fern,
tapes recording.
Me and Fern, Peachtree Hotel, overlooking Surrey. And a nice amazing little spot of lunch. So what's in the new edition of the magazine that comes out tomorrow?
So much. Where do I start?
Okay, we'll start on the front page.
Let's start on the cover.
Yeah.
Britney's mum speaks out. Her only UK interview, Lynn Spears, the woman who's got a book out. She reveals all about her children and their celebrity lifestyle and the fact that they've been brought up in front of the cameras, basically. And we ask her all about the fact that, obviously, Britney's been through a really tough patch, but she's back on track again. And she says that cutting her hair was Britney's way of saying things are going to change. And that was when she shaved her hair off.
I mean, it's such a dramatic lifestyle, isn't it? I mean, the drama that has... I mean, when it all started, I did Britney Spears' first ever UK interview. And there was a sweet 18-year-old girl having the time of her life. Really, I mean, quite wholesome, thank you. This is a pretty interesting story, and it's one that hopefully won't run and run because she'll be fine and
well,
normal.
Yeah, the thing that's amazing about Britney, though, don't you think, is that she can look so awful, but then look so amazing the next day.
Happens to us all, sweetheart. Happens to us all. I've just gone through the page, which is Stars Without Makeup, which you've done before, which I personally enjoy looking at. Always a good laugh. There's a picture of Lily Allen here, and just as it happens, on the next page after Lily Allen, there's an advert for some makeup company. But when you turn the page, look, just look at the page. It's like magic. Lily Allen turns from this star without makeup into this wonderful girl who's got a 16-hour fresh finish thanks to Rimmel London. Marvellous. It's hilarious. This is Heat. Hey, this is Andy Peters, and you're listening to the Hot or Not Hotcast.
Heat Radio. Hot. Hot or not.
Here's some exclusive bits from McFly that you didn't hear on the radio.
This is Heat.
What do you know what your average age is?
I think it's about 21, probably.
Average age?
Incorrect.
I'd guess 17, 16.
No, our average age, mate.
Do you know how to do average?
Oh, I thought you meant fans.
Are you kidding me? None of us are 17.
wait, brain age?
Yeah, exactly. I've got that on that little thing.
Yeah. Okay. I've done that on Nintendo DS and I got 55.
That's quite good, isn't it?
Ridiculous.
What, age 55?
No, because the 40 is what they... I can't remember how it works.
No.
I haven't played mine for ages.
21 is the best score.
Is it?
Yeah.
Anyway, your average age, by the way, as a group, is 22. Good. I'm glad I drove it. And the other interesting fact is you do write all your own songs.
Indeed.
Yeah, which is very good.
Of course.
And when I was in charge of Top of the Pops, you always played live.
We did. Thank you for that.
Yeah, it was a pain in the backside.
Bring it back.
But you made it happen.
I did make it happen. But you bring it back.
You wanted it to happen, though, didn't you?
I did, because I am, as we've ascertained by now, probably your biggest fan. Second to people that like camp out and do those scary things.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I like McFly, and I always call you McFly, not McFly, because that's too close to a McNugget, and I've never seen you as chickens. Do you know what I mean?
Fair enough.
I'm still upset. Can we not get the others on the line?
Yeah, well,
I'm still upset that only two of you came.
Dougie will guaranteed to be asleep.
Really? Yeah. At this time of night,
Dougie. Yeah, he's.
Really? He'll be asleep. God, look.
He goes to bed really early. He goes to bed.
Look at you both.
Really early.
You know you're not meant to have your phones on in the studio.
You just told me to call Tom.
All right.
I'm turning it on.
Okay, let's phone Tom. Tom, who in the album? Let me see who he thanks first. Tom, here he is.
Takes a while.
He's not lost that puppy fat yet, has he?
No, but do you know what though? He has. He's trim now.
He's a bit more ripped.
He's trim. It's just that.
Okay, just around the hardest place to go around your face. Anyway, so I've got to ask one more thing. 10 years' time, will we see the return? Will you reunite and have it be a
comeback?
We'll
still be here. You'll
really?
Be fed up with us, yeah. I reckon what we might do is, you know, within those 10 years, probably have a couple of breaks here and there so I can go and do my solo project.
Oh, here we go.
No, I would never do that. But I genuinely feel that we'll still be a band in 10 years' time and hopefully be on our 15th album. Yeah.
I reckon in that gap as well, we'll write songs for other people. That'd be good to do.
I'm loving your sensibility. You've grown into a fine lad.
Thank you.
No, you really have. Your mum must be so proud as well.
She's very proud.
His mum's off in Cyprus. Your mum's sitting there going, my son has done that so well. Good old Harry. Was he always the sensible one? I can't even remember.
No,
he's only just turned sensible.
No, really.
Tom's the sensible one.
Tom thinks he's sensible.
Properly persuade him to come to the pub the other
phone
night.
Get the phone. Let's
do you
see
want to phone Tom or Dougie?
Don't phone Dougie, because that's money. He doesn't talk at the best
I
of times.
I bet you Tom is doing something like writing songs.
Has he got voicemail?
I don't think he's got like a personal... Wait, put it on speaker.
Okay, put it on speaker.
Tom, I bet he goes, all right, mate.
If his opening words are, all right, mate, I'll give you a fiver. Here we go. Dude.
Hey, mate.
Hey! Hi, Tom.
What was that?
We're on the radio with Andy Peters, and he wanted us to call you.
Hey, Tom, it's Andy.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you, sir?
Not too bad at all, thank you very much.
Okay, now, Tom, I've got a small bone to pick with you.
Right, okay.
Why haven't you come here this evening? I can't believe that Danny and Harry have made it and you who I thought I was closest to, have snubbed my show.
I'm very sorry. I didn't think I was good enough.
Oh really?
To be on your show? Yeah, we sent the good half of McFly.
Oh, I can't believe you. That's a lame excuse. How are you going to make it up to me?
I don't know. What would you like me to do?
Write your song.
Write me. Yeah, you know how that first song was written about Suze from As If.
Yeah.
And you don't laugh because this is a serious challenge. You need to write a song with my name in.
Okay. All right then. That's a challenge. I will try my best.
As in the words of Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond. Okay, that's all for our second ever Hot or Not Hotcast. Don't forget Hot or Not's back this Monday evening at 7 o'clock on Heat Radio, and we'll have more great music, big name guests, and all the latest celebrity gossip. Thanks for downloading. I am Buffalo.
The Hot or Not Podcast is available every week from heatradio.com. Catch the 2-hour radio show with Andy Peters, Mondays from 7 p.m. But before then, get a bigger celebrity fix. We're on DAB Digital Radio, Sky 0179, Freeview 714, and at heatradio.com.